Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria. My co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for joining us. May is Mental Health Month. We're talking about the 13 things that mentally strong people don't do. Want to be mentally strong? Write these down. If you ever have any email questions for us, it's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Operators are standing by to get your email on. If you get a question for Amy, for example, you could just get that back to us, okay? All right, we've got 13 things. We've done six, so we're good. We're on schedule here, Amy. Thank you, and no, welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's, number seven, let's do this.
Mentally strong people don't dwell on the past, and, you know, it's easy to sometimes dwell on the past when we've had some sort of tragedy, or when something bad has happened, or when we've made a mistake and we have trouble forgiving ourselves. But some people also dwell on the good times. Somebody may dwell on, you know, romanticize their old high school glory days, or they have trouble letting go of that relationship that ended, you know, 5 or 10 years ago even. And so, you know, when you dwell on the past, it keeps you from enjoying the present.
Yeah.
And from making the future as good as it could be. So it's a matter of figuring out how do you make peace with the past so that you can create goals for the future and still enjoy right now.
I'm kind of trying to subtly slide out of my Letterman jacket right now.
Yes, he is. And it doesn't fit.
Well, okay, so let's pull this one apart just a little. To me, dwell is the word, right? I mean, because our past defines us. It's really, you know, who I am today is based on so many things that kind of led up to now, right? And I can't really, you know, totally forget those, or I won't even know my name, right? So you got to carry some of the past with you.
Absolutely. What you don't want to do, though, is just
dwell on
stuck
it.
There.
Yeah,
right.
Dwell on
and,
it.
You know, I wrote my list at a time in my life. I had lost my mother, my husband, and my father-in-law all within a short period of time. When you lose people, it's usually tempting to stay stuck in the past because that's where all your memories are of where your loved ones lived.
Mm.
And so to figure out how do you let go and give yourself permission to move forward when something bad happens, and to know that you can still go forward and have peace with that. And it's a little different for everybody to figure out how do you make peace with your past. And you do carry a part of it with you forever because it does shape who you are. But at the same time, you have to give yourself permission to move forward and to do new things, try new things, become a new person and grow without letting that hold you back.
So some things are so big that happen, eventful, life-changing events, that you're not even sure whether you can let them go and honor whatever memories might be there.
Exactly. And so it's a balancing act, and it usually takes a lot of that push and pull over time to figure out, okay, how do I do this?
Yeah.
How do I do this gracefully? How do you move forward and honor, you know, whatever it was that happened and still move forward at the same time?
I have a saying that a person told me, and it's, you can't live your life with the what ifs, you know, because you can, you know, but what happened in the past, what if I would have done this? Or in the future, you know, just even, oh, what if I would do... What if I would have done that? What if I've... You can't live like that. It's
right.
In the past. It's in the... Don't dwell on it. You know, move on forward.
Yes. Learning how to forgive, how to let go of hurts, whether it's about forgiving somebody else or forgiving yourself for something that you didn't do or something that you did.
One of the things I've noticed with some of the people I've known who really struggled with mental health stuff was... They wanted to go back and just kept telling the same stories about certain points in their life over and over again, as if they could somehow change the outcome by telling it. Do you find that's really dwelling, and do you see that as being kind of a common problem?
I do. You know, I think sometimes people punish themselves by doing that, and other times it's almost this sort of wishful thinking. Like, if I keep telling the story enough times, maybe there'll be a different ending.
Yeah.
And it's hard, you know, and sometimes people need to do that for a while to sort of work through, you know, it's going to end the same way, no matter how many times you tell it, and how do you be okay with that?
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.